all of the wastewater treatment plants, because those are already treating the water that's been used for sewage and everything else, was sewage at one point, or tap water going down the drains, what have you. What is that? Where's all that water go?
KDVS Davis.
That's a good question. Remember, you've got the psychologist here, not the water scientist.
Well, no, so, I know. I'm sorry. But if, like, no, I really, if you're, if you're like 200 miles inland, it's not like there's a pipe running all the way to the ocean to get rid of everything.
There are lots of rivers and tributaries. There are lots of places.
But these are the rivers that then are being used as drinking water downstream from it. So aren't we already doing this? Because again, in high school, I assumed that's what a wastewater treatment plant was cleaning the water so that we would put it back into the system.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know. I know that here it's just released into the streams.
But, so maybe it's just an LA thing.
I have no idea.
Right.
and I do know that's how it is in Colorado too. My dad is a hydrogeologist. And so he and I had a chance to, just to be honest, sometimes he and I don't have a lot to talk about. So this actually was a really great project for us to be able to connect in an unexpected way, you know. And so I know that in Colorado, that is a big part of it, that it's released also into the rivers after it's processed. But I don't know. Cause I spent a little bit of time living in West Texas. And so I know exactly what you're talking about the well water. Different kind. Yeah. And it's where you can actually see lime floating in it. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Or the faucet, every faucet had this. Yeah.
So here where I am in Portland, Oregon, the anecdote up here is that we are still working and continue to work on the big pipe project. They are replacing a lot of our sewer pipes because in the winter, when the big storms come, they push all of the sewer pipes out and those overflow. The overflow is into the Willamette River. The Willamette River goes into the Columbia River, and that, you know, people fish, there's all sorts of stuff. And there for a very long time has been a lot of disgust about swimming in the Willamette River. You don't catch fish. And so it's been a big project to clean up the river. And so the big pipe project has more capacity, make sure that it doesn't overflow. And they're actually taking that wastewater and then dealing with it and treating it. And so then, it's a whole new situation, but there's the disgust in the environment that you're in and the water and where it goes. You know, everyone knows the quote unquote LA River, which they've been working on making better, not so dangerous. But then there's the water you drink, and I'm wondering if this part is part of the acceptance or the advertising campaigns that have been used to sell people water. It's from nice places, the bottled water, the things that you buy, right? And so people think the bottled water that they're buying is actually cleaner and better for them than the water that comes out of their taps.
Yeah. And it's actually less regulated.
And it's less, it's a huge deal. I don't know. Do you have any, do you have any further questions about this psychology of the, acceptance of, the water we're drinking and, what people seem to be willing to accept or not and why?
You know, there's, I want to give a shout out to someone whose research I really, really admire. I've never met him, but Paul Rosen is at University of Pennsylvania, and he's done some amazing research on just human disgust and the disgust reaction. And, human disgust is fascinating that it probably was so beneficial to our species back, helping our species survive the Pleistocene era, to be a species to recognize maybe we shouldn't use the bathroom close to our food source and water source. That was probably really helpful for us to have the ability to be disgusted. But evolution kind of rewards survival more than it rewards rightness. And sometimes some of the products of evolution may actually not be logical. And we may have some disgust reactions, even when that's not really rational or realistic. And so I know that Rosen and his colleagues did one study that I found really fascinating, where he went through several different stages of asking people, whether or not they'd be willing to drink. For instance,
hello, hello. You're listening to KDBS Davis 90.3 FM. This is DJ Mad Dog.
This is Young DJ. This is Young DJ Flop K.
No. This is our show community coordination.
For all the real community coordination supporters out there, just know we have not once achieved the goal of the show.
Not once. we were close today.
Oh, yeah.
I had high hopes, but...
It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. Sometime our time will come, I guess.
You can't force greatness.
Facts.
However, sometimes I look back and I think, wow, we really wanted to do this every week.
Yeah, no, I'm like, and for an hour. Like, can you imagine if it was an hour every
week? No, because if we've been flopping this hard every week, someone would know. But we're kind of niche and underground, so
yeah.
I think only a couple people out there know that we flop every week.
Yeah, it's on the DL for sure.
People probably think community coordination's going great.
Yeah, no, we'll let them believe that. It doesn't matter.
Oh, it's
they don't
back
need to
next
know the
quarter.
Truth. Yeah, it's coming Maybe. Back stronger than ever. It's okay. Well, it'll happen at some point. Should we play music?
Yeah, we're gonna play some music to start off, and then maybe end off with a healthy, hearty conversation. But for now, we're just gonna get into the music.
Okay.
Go back to our roots.
Yeah. Okay. Peace out. Bye.
Real. Jabba. Everybody, everywhere you go, got to be just who you are. Down in London to Africa, got to be just who you are. Everybody, everywhere you go, just be who you are. From Sulele to Isanico.
Thinking you've got me down on my mountain. Got to get out of this skin. I haven't found it, an exit from what I'm in.
We're back.
Hello. Listen, KDVS Davis, this is Community Coordination. The community's likely favorite show.
Yeah, definitely community's favorite. Maybe not the volunteers' favorite show. But
in the community, we're huge. But
yes.
In like certain niche subpopulations, maybe we're not the most, or not the most highly favored.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some, though.
I know, everyone, don't sign up for community coordination at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Single file, guys.
Hey, guys, there's a line out the door. I wish.
Yeah, no. The point of the show is we're supposed to have multiple hosts every week, but it's always just me and DJ Mad Dog.
Yeah. But we did, we accomplished some of our goals. We've been taking videos.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think we need to edit them this week.
Yes, I need to upload them.
No, it's fine.
That's a good reminder.
It's more our style. Like, of course, we realize it now.
Yep.
This is the moment that made us realize it. This is why we have this show.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a purpose for this at the end of the day. Should we talk about the music they just heard?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. Last song you just heard was I Live Alone by Carrie Charles. I believe the album is called I Live Alone. Very cool song. I enjoyed it. What did you think?
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I was going off the cover art before I ever listened to this song, a couple weeks ago, of course. And I saw the cover art, and it was, I'd say, an abstract illustration, you know, in black and white, kind of lines going everywhere. Not
like
really
grungy.
Sure. Yeah, grungy. So I was thinking, okay, maybe more of a headbanging song, you know, leaning more towards metal on the rock spectrum. However, I think that was pretty lax.
It was. It was very chill vibes, which was good because the song before that was pretty chill vibes, too. That one was a banger. And that song was Got to Be Who You Are by... Do you know this name?
I do. It's Abibo Sound Machine off their album...
Got to Be Who You Are.
Oh, yeah. I really like Abibo Sound Machine. I think that song's interesting because it's kind of an underbeat kicks in after the first minute. I don't know how to the correct music terminology word for it, and I should know it. But there's a... Basically something else kicks in over the original beat, and it kind of changes the genre you expect of the song. It went from like sounding like gospel to more towards pop towards the end.
Yeah, and it like picked up the tempo a bit.
Yeah,
it was baller. And then the first song was California Shake by Margot Guerin, and we have that as a current in our stats because she re-released a bunch of her music. So that was like released a while ago, California Shake, but it was re-released and we played the re-released version. Shout out Margot Guerin. I'm a big fan.
Margaret's version.
Margot's version. Very
true. I wonder what the backstory is. Was it like an anniversary or was it?
I think it was an anniversary.
Fire.
And it's like, it's really nice too. It's a box set. So it's all that. I think it's cool.
It'd be funny if it was like an Andy Taylor Swift situation.
Yeah, it would be.
Her underground record label took all of her.
So she had to take it back. Hey,
for real.
So that was the music we played.
Yeah. I wonder, so we're experimenting with a new tracking system. I think we can say that.
Yeah.
It's community coordination. And
keeping the community informed.
Yeah, we're keeping the community informed. So previously on KDVS, we had to log all of our songs on the library site to have updated playlists for the community and other DJs to monitor, you know, see what we're playing on our show. But now there is sort of an apparatus that tracks it for us. But I wonder if we were to sing a song, would it pick up us singing the song? Because would it be lyrics, or it's like because we're off pitch and the instrumental isn't there?
Yeah.
I wonder if we karaoke.
Yeah, I was just gonna say if there was like a little background music. Should we attempt?
Yeah, what should we try? We should try like a pretty like.
What's a really easy like
mainstream
karaoke
song? Yeah, it's something that's.
I'll look up easy karaoke.
Yeah, because we can't go for something that's too hard to sing. Like we can't reach the vocal cords.
I'm just gonna look it up in YouTube, actually. Yeah, no, and I'm not a great.
Neither
am
I.
Singer.
Yeah, I can't reach the upper, the higher chords. It's not what I have the ability to do.
Oh, there's Hey There, Delilah. That's a great one. Easy on Me, Adele.
I feel like Someone Like You by Adele is probably easier.
Yeah. Should we do this one?
Yeah. We'll only give it a minute, though. We're not going to embarrass ourselves the whole time.
Yeah, if that's kind of a lot.
This is just for...
No, because we're, like, already flopping enough.
Pause the lo-fi.
Oh. Yup.
Okay, perfect. Now...
That was almost embarrassing, guys.
Remix.
I'm going to turn this up because they don't need to, like, hear us like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, we just want to trick our new... It's true.
Long intro. I heard... That you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Okay.
I thought that was the part where it picked up, where she's like, I hate it.
Did it pick it up?
No.
No, it did not pick
okay.
it up.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why too.
Interesting. Probably a mistake on their part.
Yeah,
actually, probably
honestly,
shows they're more accurate.
Yeah, honestly, a mistake on their part easily.
Yeah, I would have mistook us for Adele.
Yeah, I don't know how they messed that one up. I think we might have to take that up with the GM. Like, is this system worth it,
yeah.
actually? To, like... well...
Cost-benefit analysis for real. Like,
yeah.
is this hurting us more than it's helping us?
It might be hurting us a little bit more.
That's some econ stuff right there. Cost benefit analysis.
Oh my god, econ. I don't mess with econ.
You don't?
Actually, I did really good on my econ midterm.
Fire.
So
congrats.
Maybe I do mess with econ
a little bit.
But
are you just taking it for like gen ed, or are you taking it for a lower div major? Like what's the
econ
vibe?
It's like
vibe?
Just required because
okay.
I'm environmental science management, so I have to do like.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But. I don't know, not to put my econ professor on blast, but he could use a better mic. That's my only
I honestly love the professors who always blow out their mics. Like it's kind of like a derpy thing
because
they're like they're obviously like in terms of academic wise they're like geniuses. Like they've spent
yeah.
like 20 years in school and they just like can't use a mic.
Yeah, no, cuz he's like he's so smart and he's like he's a nice guy, but no one can hear him. And he'll bring up random topics like he was teaching about, like, the demand curve or whatever, and then he pauses the class and he goes, anyone heard of Elvis? And no one
that's
can
awesome.
Hear him because he doesn't have a mic, so no
sad.
One raises their hand.
He probably tells such funny jokes and no one realizes.
Yep. And then he was like, well, okay, and got back into the class.
What's your favorite thing that you've learned since being in college? And it doesn't have to be from school. You could
ooh.
Be like, people fake. People fake, people snakes, can't trust none. No, but like what? That's a thinker. That is a thinker. I didn't mean to drop a thinker with 7 minutes left in community coordination. Have we played our cards yet?
No, now's a great time
now
to
is a
play
great time.
Our cards.
We're gonna think
what
on
cards
this.
Do we have to play?
Just the ones loaded, I believe.
Okay, we're gonna play cards, our messages. I know it's everyone's favorite time when you're listening to KDBS is when they play the messages, so we're gonna do that and then we'll be back with the answer. Peace.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDBS programming? If your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDBS programming, you can contact the KDBS underwriting department underwriting@kdvs.org.
Free clothes? What? Yep, you heard right, friend. F-R-E-E free. The Aggie Reuse Store is your zero-cost on-campus thrift store. Find us at the MU to browse our selection of secondhand items or stop by with donations. We'd love to take your old clothing, as long as it's cute. Just kidding, you can bring us your ugly stuff too, we won't judge. We're open weekdays 11 to 4, located near the info desk on the first floor of the MU. Stay updated with hours and learn more at aggiereuse.ucdavis.edu or follow us on Instagram. See you there!
Fridays for Future is a global movement of school strikers calling for urgent action on climate change. Every Friday, school children across the world strike from school for their futures, calling for leaders to unite behind the science, follow with the Paris Agreement, and keep global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. For more information, go to FridaysForFuture.org.
Here's some heartening news for you landlubbers. According to the American Dietetic Association, eating certain types of seafood twice a week may prevent heart disease, heart attacks, and cardiac arrest. That's because seafood contains a crucial dietary ingredient, omega-3 fatty acids. This follows years of studies suggesting omega-3s can help with heart issues such as breast cancer, strokes, and depression. Omega-3s are found in fish such as sardines, mackerel, and salmon.
We're back. I hope you enjoyed the messages. All right, do you have an answer? Do you want to go first to the question?
Yeah. No. I think a lot of the sociology stuff I learned is really interesting, and I think some of it, the terminology of it is funny because I always use it. Like the things that stuck with me, I always use in my day-to-day life because it is true. Like sociology is kind of studying how we interact with it's not communications, but at a macro level, how the world interacts with each other to create certain phenomena. And I saw there's this one thing called interaction ritual chains, and it's basically the idea that there's positive outcomes. Oh, it's like feelings of group membership, feelings of heightened emotion, heightened like connection with other people. And it's based off of a couple factors. It's shared multiple people in crowd presence, barriers excluding outsiders, a shared focus of attention, and a couple other criteria I might not remember exactly. But I always see, because it's true, like sometimes people are hanging out, or sometimes people are studying, or people are walking in a group, it's interaction ritual chain. I don't know.
That's KDVS cool.
Seminar, interaction ritual chain.
I was just going to say, that's like good knowledge for a community coordinator to have about the interaction ritual chain. I need to tap in.
It was a really cool class, sociology of culture, and the teacher, they are so cool. Their name's Dr. O, and honestly, LinkedIn profile stacked. The reason I thought they were so cool was they had a corporate job. A UX researcher or something, you know, making lots of finances, but they still lectured at UC Davis just for the love of the game.
Oh, like, wait, they were like working that wall? Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's impressive, because you're on your grind then.
For real.
Real quick, in the last minute, I think my like favorite, I don't know, I took an anthropology class my first quarter at Davis and a psychology class. Or no, not psychology, philosophy, yes, class. Those two were my favorites. I liked anthropology a lot because it was cultural anthropology and we watched a lot of like movies in it. And I don't know, it was really cool to learn about the different like biases anthropology used to have when studying and modern anthropology now and how to not go about those. And I wrote a banger research paper for it.
Oh, that's fun.
So, and I got like a 98. So I felt really cool.
There we go.
Slide. I think community coordination is done. Next up is Some Bunny Loves You. which I've heard is lit. So stay tuned if you would like to. Do you have any closing statements?
Yeah, today on Community Coronation, we listened to a couple shows. We discussed if soundtracking works, if we sound like Adele. We discussed our favorite things we've ever learned. And yeah, I think Somebody Loves You is a really strong message because somebody does love you.
Yep, and with that, I think community coordinators are signing off.
Down and I felt happy.